This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Well, thank you very, very much. From the bottom of my heart, thank you all. It means the world to me and my family. And I'll see you on Thursday. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Lots of pageantry going on here. Lots of theater.
Hey, everyone. I'm Joe Biden's husband.
Oh, no. Not this again.
As Lily already indicated, I'm Joe Biden's husband. Joe Biden.
Yes, this again.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The Oval Office should be a command center. Instead, it's a storm center. There's only chaos.
Said the pot to the kettle.
Hello to the DNC Native American Caucus. It is such an honor to join you all today. Joe Biden understands the pandemic's toll on Indian country.
Wait, so you're serious?
That's the kind of first lady, lady, this Jill Biden will be.
Lady, you're my lady.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
What was in the report that I don't know, but I know one thing that was in the report, that Donald Trump had absolutely nothing to do with it or with Russia. Is that right? Did you read that?
Unchained and unstoppable.
Oh, the Klan exists in Hugo, Minnesota, and it's right here. Don't run now. Don't run now, racist white people. I'm here. Oh, yeah, we pull up. Yeah.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
The calamari comeback state of Rhode Island casts one vote for Bernie Sanders and 34 votes for the next president, Joe Biden.
Yes. Squid per row.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Someone just texted me from a restaurant in York County, Maine. I won't name the restaurant. Had to go to the restaurant next door to use the bathroom. Reason? Bathroom's too close to the kitchen. Health department made them shut off the water to the restrooms. That's very convenient. It'll be even more convenient in the winter. And Maine has, I believe, still fewer than 130 deaths in a population of 1.3 million people. And they've decimated the tourism industry in York and Cumberland counties and further north as well, but mainly specifically the southern counties. It's ridiculous. I have so many questions after listening to that intro. Do you think President Trump is going to bring up the guilty plea today by the crooked FBI lawyer, Kevin Kleinsmith? I think so. Conservative Treehouse has named the lead investigator on the case, by the way. It's William Aldenberg. He's an FBI agent out of New Haven, which would make sense because that's where John Durham's from, the U.S. attorney. But my big question is, how many election cycles does Colin Powell get to vote Democratic and still claim he's a Republican? I mean, I think the last time he was for the Republican candidate was 2004, George Bush. But I know he was for Obama twice, and I'm about 99% sure he was for Hillary Clinton. And gee, what a shock. Now he's for Joe Biden instead of Donald Trump. But he's a Republican. He's a Republican. And they're trying to make it sound like Republicans are really thinking that he's concerned. Let's see. Where is that? We'll play it. We'll play it in a little bit. Time now for the Chump Line.
Hey, Howie. I was watching Jill Biden's speech at the DNC last night. But I think Disney must have hijacked the feed because all of a sudden I was watching Lady and the Gram.
Get it, the old cartoon, Lady and the Tramp, Lady and the Gramp. Yeah, he has a few grandchildren. He thinks four grandchildren. Last count, it was seven. But hey, you know, it's important. Jill made the family whole. Just ask her.
Hey, what do you call something that a Rhode Island politician gives for a political favor? A squid pro quo.
There's a lot of that going around today. Social media. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, loving the Democrat National Convention and all the uplifting, positive, and patriotic speeches, all the well-rehearsed one-liners, and perhaps for the first time since FDR gave his fireside chats on television, the first pre-recorded acceptance speech. This will truly be an historic occasion.
So when's the governor of Massachusetts going to be giving his speech at the Democratic Convention?
I was thinking the same thing. Do you think that, you know, that Charlie Parker and Paul Ryan and Willard Romney, the senator from Utah, they're all angry that they didn't get the same shots that Whitman of California, Whitman of New Jersey, Colin Powell, Kasich? Why, where, how did they get passed over? And Charlie Parker probably deserves it even more than Rhino.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. My pre-recorded speech will be seamless. The fact is, we'll make an edited Victrola audio recording. And then I'll mime while wearing my mask for the DuMont Network moving picture. I mean it.
He worked the DuMont Network into this one. Very good. Very good job. He's got the cuts in it. He's got the birds, and he's got a reference that reused from me yesterday. The DuMont Network was one of the original TV networks. It went out about 53. I don't remember it. I've just read about it, but it was there. I think they may have had the original Boston Blackie TV show.
In the basement, the mighty basement, the Biden sleeps tonight. In the basement, the mighty basement, the Biden sleeps tonight. We will take your rights and guns away.
Kamala Harris is going to reassure the nation this evening that she is a pragmatic moderate, in the words of the New York Times. All the statements from the chattering skulls have already been written. It's the greatest speech since probably the Gettysburg Address, maybe even the Sermon on the Mount. But it's going to be great. It's going to be the greatest speech ever until tomorrow night, when Joe Biden, the Birdman, comes out.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. I want to thank Grace for listening to my press conferences. Without her, I would have zero folks in a community listening, which would be difficult to buttress because, like COVID, my press conferences won't take the summer off.
We have some great sound cuts we'll play next hour from a guy who had a party at the Encore Casino in Everett, and he got busted. And he's very unapologetic, as he should be. And guess what? They said, you didn't know that you couldn't have these big parties? And he said, do you think I'm watching Charlie Baker's press conferences? Good question.
So California's reporting the first case of the plague in 5 years, reported
yes.
in the state.
Yes.
What's the chances they're going to blow that one out of proportion?
Oh my God, lock the state down!
About 3 weeks ago, Colorado turned up a dead squirrel that tested positive for bubonic plague. I mean, if you see a dead squirrel in the middle of the highway, do you say, you know, I think I'll pick that squirrel up and take him somewhere and get him tested for bubonic plague? The Black Death. Huh? How did that happen?
Rhode Island, the calamari state? Does that mean that Gina Raimondo's going to sign all the legislation in squid ink?
It's not the calamari state. Let's get it straight. It's the comeback calamari state, or is it the calamari comeback? I think it's the calamari comeback state. Yeah, the calamari comeback state. Providence Plantations, we don't need you anymore to make the name of the state longer. We're now the Calamari Comeback State of Rhode Island.
Yeah, this is Moron Markey. I want to bow out of the Green New Deal. We put solar panels on my 64 GMC ice cream truck, me and KFC, but it won't keep anything frozen. Where's my combustion engine?
I hadn't even thought about that. Suppose you're out on the, Mr. Frosty is out making the rounds in Malden, and suddenly the sun goes behind a cloud. Everything melts. Oh, the humanity.
My name is Bernie Sanders, and I am once again asking you to support the candidate. I spent a year telling you not to trust.
Did you see that there was a great editorial in the Wall Street Journal pointing out that Kasich, in his speech, said, people say that Biden's going to go far left. I know the guy. He's not going to do that. And then 25 minutes later, Bernie comes out and says, we're going to take him so far to the left, he's going to fall off the end of the earth. And the Wall Street Journal said, we think Bernie's probably more onto Biden than Kasich is.
Hey, Howie, I know why Cuomo is writing a book. AOC mixed him a special drink, the Cuomo Kool-Aid, two parts delusional, one part narcissist.
I think it's more like four parts narcissist, one part delusional. That's my potion that I would make up. It's got to have meatballs in the title, though, because he is a meatball.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can leave a message between 1 and 5 every afternoon. Call 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. We also post a podcast of Chop Chumps, the ones that didn't make the broadcast version for whatever reason. Sometimes they're a little R-rated, but they're good. They're good. Chop Chumps, you can get them at 7 o'clock every night after the show ends, wherever you get your Howie Carr podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, loving the Democrat National Convention and all the uplifting, positive, and patriotic speeches, all the well-rehearsed one-liners, and perhaps for the first time since FDR gave his fireside chats on television, just ask Joe Biden, the first pre-recorded acceptance speech. This truly will be an historic election.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. My pre-recorded speech will be seamless. The fact is, we'll make an edited Victrola audio recording. And then I'll mime while wearing my mask for the DuMont Network moving picture. I mean it.
Oh, man. It's going to be a great speech. I know it is. It's going to be, again, it's going to be the best, at least since the Sermon on the Mount. Maybe since Moses went up to the mountain to get the Ten Commandments. I forget what he said, but I'm sure it was good. But not as good as Joe Biden from the basement. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Honey is the free online shopping tool that automatically finds you the best promo codes online and applies them to your cart. And you don't have to look for anything. You just put Honey on your computer for free and it's all done right for you. It'll save you a lot of money. The more you shop on the online, the more it'll save you. And now Honey is part of the PayPal family. Start saving in seconds. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Howie. That's joinhoney.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll? Taylor's gone for 2 weeks. Excuse me. I knew I was going to do that eventually. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What did Joe Biden really say? Did he say Joe Biden's husband, Jill Biden's husband, or Jill Biden's husband?
I'm not too sure of this answer, but I'm going to say Jill Biden's husband. Jill Biden's husband.
Still coming in number three at 12%. Joe Biden's husband is at 54 in the lead, while Jill Biden's husband is at 34.
All right. Okay. 844-500-4242. I think it's time to show you the play for you, the gushing, fawning, I like the word slobbering, reviews that the mainstream media gave to Jill Biden's canned comments last night. Let's start with NBC. NBC just had another perv problem at NBC News, by the way. NBC Network. Influential executive exits NBC. Ron Meyer, a towering Hollywood figure. Now he's a towering inferno. He stepped down after failing to properly disclose he had paid a settlement to a woman with whom he had a consensual affair 7 years ago. Her name is Charlotte Kirk. She is an actress. They had a relationship about 8 years ago. He was 67 and she was 20. What could have possibly gone wrong? And it turns out that this woman, Charlotte Kirk, has also taken down a guy named Kevin Tushahara, who was the chief executive of Warner Brothers Movie and Television Studio, which is owned by AT&T. He resigned after he acknowledged having an inappropriate relationship with Charlotte Kirk in 2013. She was kind of old then. She was up to 21. So I wonder how old he was. That's the second high-profile departure from NBC Universal recently. This month, Paul Telagdi, the head of entertainment, was pushed out in a restructuring after a toxic work environment was charged. And those guys, Telgadi and Meyer, not to be confused with, Phil Griffin, the former head of MSNBC, who used to show nasty pictures of his anchors, or Matt Lauer, or Tom Brokaw, or that guy on the Morning Joe. What the hell was his name? Not Heilman, the other one. Halpern, I think his name was. But anyway, let's play the NBC gushing over Jill Biden. Cut six.
Tonight, Joe Biden's closest confidant takes center stage. Dr. Jill Biden, his wife of over 43 years, will speak from the Wilmington School where she once taught English. In excerpts just released, Dr. Biden will speak in deeply personal terms, saying, "There are times when I couldn't imagine how he did it, how he put one foot in front of the other and kept going. But I've always understood why he did it. He does it for you." Dr. Biden has long been one of her husband's fiercest defenders. She memorably shielded him from a protester who rushed the stage on Super Tuesday.
"And my doctor, my best friend, won't even tell me what it is I've got." From an old Bob Dylan tune. Okay, does ABC News caller Dr. Biden too? Cut seven.
Tonight, the case for trusting Biden will be made by the woman who knows him best, his wife, Jill Biden.
Oh, we're out of time. We'll have more when we come back. Doctor, doctor, give me the cure. I'm Howie Carr.
Have you had enough yet of the volatility of the stock markets? Down 1,000 or more points one day, up the next. Are you tired of watching that little box at the bottom of your TV screen that shows the market plunging hundreds of points? You need to get diversified with Orion Metal Exchange. You shouldn't be caught flat-footed in this roller coaster ride the stock markets have been on. No matter what the reason, the coronavirus or before that, the oil price war abroad, you always need to be diversified. And that means owning some precious metals, gold and silver. Listen up. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. If you still haven't taken advantage of their no-obligation guide, it's not too late. Give them a call today to learn more about gold and silver. Call Orion today at 1-800-912-2300. That's 1-800-912-2300. Call them now, 1-800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I thought that Jared had confused ABC with NBC, but in fact, they were reporting in almost identical words. So do we get the whole of the ABC one in? Okay, let's play the whole of the ABC.
Tonight, the case for trusting Biden will be made by the woman who knows him best, his wife, Jill Biden. She will be giving her speech tonight from the Delaware High School, where she used to teach.
Oh, boy. She used to teach.
For 2 years, 91 to 93.
Give me a break. I taught at Harvard for 5 weeks, but I would be laughed out of the polite society. Well, I'm not in polite society, but if I were in a polite society, I'd be laughed out for saying I was a Harvard professor emeritus. Oh my God. Okay. Now I'm taking points off of ABC because they did not call her Dr. Biden. Now let's see if CBS can, what they can do with the gushing. Go ahead.
This was a reflection of who Jill Biden really is, that teacher, that warmth, that personal sort of message to that this is the nice guy, my husband, Joe Biden.
You know, one of the things in this speech, as we look at the text, I love that line, how do you make a broken family whole the same way you make a nation whole? This empathy idea that they continue to hit on Michelle Obama last night and Dr. Jill Biden tonight.
Ah, there it is. I was about to give him a point off for not saying a doctor, but they worked it in. I'm going to give CBS the nod so far because they got warmth and empathy in there, in addition to mentioning the fact that she's a doctor. Okay, now it's CNN's turn.
The idea of just like how normal the Bidens seem, that with the military service, she's a teacher.
Wait a second. Joe Biden did not serve in the military, okay? He got a lot of deferments, just like Dick Cheney did. Who are they talking about? Go ahead.
Graduate degree when she, a little later in life, a blended family, and adversity that they had to work through.
I really want to drill down on what you said about Jill Biden.
A blended family. And Hunter and at least one of the brothers knows a lot about blended Canadians, if you know what I mean. And maybe blended Scotch, too. I don't think it's a single malt type of family. They go for this. They go for the blended stuff. Go ahead.
The woman who wants to be First Lady of the United States. You know, we all know people don't vote for First Ladies. They vote for President. But there is something that is sort of, you know, important for people to see the full package and to see what the family who would be in their living rooms a lot would be like. And that clearly was what the goal, what we saw from Jill Biden, explaining who that family is, who she is, in a way that is very important for people, not just sort of in a generic way, but as somebody who they said over and over helped to bring the family back together. And they were clearly trying to make the case that she could help bring the American family back together.
Oh, shut up.
There was nothing subtle about that.
About you either. God. That's, you know, you've heard of unsafe sex. That's unsafe journalism sex. Jeez. Not. And could there be anything more generic than that crap that she was spewing out there? And she's saying not in a generic way. Oh, my God. But that's CNN. What do you expect, right? 844-500-4242. I'm just looking here. If there's anything else. Okay, cut 19. This is Sally Yates.
his constant attacks on the FBI, the free press, inspectors general, federal judges. They all have one purpose.
The free press. You know, the New York Pravda and the Washington Izvestia. The free press. Are you kidding me? These newspapers, and cable news and the networks, they are more monolithic than anything behind the Iron Curtain after World War II. I mean, there's more dissent in the Kremlin during the Soviet Union days than there is in the New York Times newsroom. Remember, they fired a guy who was the brother of a U.S. senator for running an op-ed by a Republican senator. That's the free press. Keep going with Sally there, if there's any left.
His constant attacks on the FBI, the free press, inspectors general, federal judges, they all have one purpose: to remove any check on his abuse of power.
His abuse of power. She signed a fake FISA warrant application to spy on him. And the guy who provided the information for at least one of those phony FISA applications just pleaded guilty today to a felony. Did anyone point that out on when they were talking about Dr. Biden and her warmth and her empathy and her blended family? Did anyone mention Kevin Kleinsmith? Huh? Five, 561, ask Jill's first husband how her and Joe met. We talked about that yesterday. Just Google Jill Biden brown Corvette. I don't want to go into it again. Let's just say that Joe didn't, for having the graduating at the top of his class in law school and having the highest IQ in the room by his own account, he didn't cover his tracks very well when he was living here, loving there, lying in between, as the old country song says. Ray, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ray. You there? Richard, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, when Joe accepts in a couple of nights, he'll say, I, Jamala O'Biden, accept your nomination to be president. And he will announce Eric Swalwell will be head of the gas department.
Thank you, Richard. Yeah, that's another one of the cuts that I don't think has gotten nearly enough play when he refers to the O'Biden-Bama administration. The O'Biden-Bama administration. 844-500-4242. Let's hear some more from Bill Clinton.
So folks, you want to nominate a Democrat, a lifelong Democrat, a proud Democrat, an O'Biden-Bama Democrat.
An O'Biden-Bama Democrat. Bama, also known as Bama. If you want an O'Biden Crimson Tide Democrat, let's play Cut 14, Bill Clinton.
If you want a president who defines the job as spending hours a day watching TV and zapping people on social media, he's your man.
Me, when I was in the Oval Office, I never watched TV. I was mentoring my young intern staff with my staff.
Giggity, 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 goo.
It was a command center. Them young girls done whatever I commanded them to do. God, it's amazing that they get away with this stuff. Did we ever find that cut of the guy on this is on CNN last night. Whoever said this, probably, if it's what I'm told it is, will never be back on CNN after this.
I am dumbfounded by this, Bill. How is it that Bill Clinton has not been canceled by the Democratic? How has he survived all of these waves of cancellation when he has been one of the biggest violators of these rules all these years? I mean, we talked last night about the use of character. We talked about the use of character to try to say Donald Trump is a man of low character. Joe Biden, okay, fine. Trump is fine. He's fair game on that. It's totally fine. So you're going to say that in one breath and then say character matters. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Clinton. I mean, does this make sense to anyone? If you want Republicans to vote for Joe Biden, having Bill Clinton talk about character and having drama in the Oval Office, is that the right answer?
Okay, this has already been asked and answered decades ago. The point is that Bill Clinton
How far back are we going to relitigate this
stuff? Especially
they're still
the things
talking
that
about
matter to
lawsuits
everyday-
that were filed against Fred Trump involving black tenant, would be black tenants at some of his Queens projects from the early 1970s, which is 25 years before Monica Lewinsky. That's fair game, right? Wow. Okay. 844-500-4242. 619 says, is it just me or does Yates sound like Warren? Slightly. But Warren is even more phony than Yates. And I was going to say Yates is less phony, but I would never say Sally Yates, now that I think about it, is less phony. She's a phony with a capital P. But Elizabeth Warren is even worse. Cut 10. Speaking.
Hello to the DNC Native American Caucus. It is such an honor to join you all today.
You know, I used to be an Indian. I was a white woman before I was an Indian, before I was a white woman again. I used to say my family was part Cherokee and part Delaware. Delaware. 844-500-4242. And Ray, is Ray back? Did Ray get cut off before? Go ahead, Ray.
Yes, sir. I'm here, Howie. First of all, I've really enjoyed your show. Because of my working hours, I've never been able to watch you, but I do get to watch Chris Salcedo in the morning. Another great newsman.
Thank you.
Anyway, I've got an idea. I've got an idea about the Goodyear situation. President ought to tell, the government owns hundreds of thousands of vehicles and airplanes that uses tires. Tell Goodyear, we ain't buying any more of your tires, and if we've already bought tires and they're in the warehouse and we haven't paid for them, you can come get them because we ain't going to pay for them.
I don't know how that would work, Ray. I'd like to see him do that. Like I said, I don't usually go along with these boycotts and this cancel culture, but I mean, that is so outrageous what Goodyear did. And now they claim they didn't do it. Pay no attention to the Goodyear logo at the top of us saying that it's okay to wear Black Lives Matter or LGBTQ paraphernalia, but you can't wear anything that says Blue Lives Matter or MAGA. But they say, oh, no. Oh, there's been a misunderstanding here. What did we misunderstand here, Ray? What did we misunderstand? Thanks for the call and keep watching me on Newsmax and listening to the show. Everybody knows PayPal, but did you know they're teaming up with Honey to save you money? Honey is the free online shopping tool that automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart. And now it's part of the PayPal family. Here's how it works. You just add Honey to your computer. It's free and it only takes a few seconds. Then you shop on all your favorite sites just like you normally do. When you check out, just click the little apply coupons button that pops up. Wait a few seconds for Honey to scan its databases of all the working coupons on the web. And there's no way any one person can keep up with all the working coupons. They're just thousands and thousands of them, right, Grace?
I used to go on sites that would try to tell you which coupons were working, and you'd have to manually enter these weird codes, and half the time they didn't work. The cool thing about Honey is you just click on the little icon and it can enter sometimes like 20 or 30 codes in 10 seconds.
Right.
And it's always going to get you one that's current and that works.
And sometimes it'll say checking 10 different coupons, and it'll just, you know, they do it very quickly, but you know that one of those 10 is going to come through for you.
And even worst case scenario, they say you already have the lowest price. And then at least you can continue shopping knowing that there's no deals that you're missing out on.
Right. And then, you know, they put it in your account and sooner or later you get a nice gift card. Honey works on nearly every online store, including Walmart, DoorDash, Home Depot, Lululemon, Macy's, and more. Honey has found over $2 billion in savings. That's why it has over 100,000 five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store. Not using Honey is literally passing up free money. Honey is free to use and installs in just seconds. It's easy. Anybody can do it. Even I installed it. Get Honey today at joinhoney.com/Howie. That's joinhoney.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
They call him the Trash Man, but we'll call him Captain Howie Carr.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
The Oval Office should be a command center. Instead, it's a storm center. There's only chaos. Just one thing never changes: his determination to deny responsibility and shift the blame.
Remember when Bill Clinton took that call from a congressman while he was being, he had commanded Monica to do something to him while the call was going on? Wow. Anyway, you know, you would think somebody would have a really good chance of getting a free pass from the New York Times would be Susan B. Anthony, the leading suffragette of all time. She's on a coin, right? The Susan B. Anthony dollar, right? But now Susan B. Anthony has been relegated to the outhouse by the New York Times. And I guess you know why. Donald Trump is pardoning her. So she is no longer a hero to the majority gender. She is, well, let me just quote from the New York Times. She is an increasingly divisive figure. Adopted by anti-abortion forces and criticized for relegating black suffragettes to the sidelines. Wow. She's been dead for maybe 100 years, more than 100 years. They're going to dig her. They're going to dig her bones up and just spread them out, throw them at a crossroads. Like, you know, she was convicted of being a witch because Donald Trump said something nice about her. So she's gone. By the way, they talk about relitigating things. What is the, isn't the New York Times involved in a project now to change the founding date of America from 1776 to 1619? I think that's 1619 is a little further back than 1998. God. Bruce, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, Howie. Yeah, it's pretty weird about Susan B. Anthony, but I'm going to get to another point after that if you let me. Because I used to go to all the rest areas on 93 when you put your money in the machine, the dollars they gave you, Susan B. Anthony's back.
Right.
And I collected hundreds of them, and I still have them, and I hold her in high esteem. And just because Donald Trump, even if I was a liberal, they're still worth a buck. These people are making it like they're worth nothing. You spit on them and throw them away. You don't even want to have them in your parking alley.
Well, you know, they want to take Andrew Jackson off the $20 bill and put, because, you know, he owned slaves and he killed a lot of Indians and he killed a lot of Brits and he organized the Trail of Tears, you know, getting rid of, Elizabeth Warren's ancestors, and they could only cook cold crab omelets on their way, to Oklahoma. So, you know what I've always told people, Bruce? If you're offended by that racist on a $20 bill, feel free to send it to me and I will dispose of it properly. Honest Howie's Racist Legal Tender Disposal Service. And I will send you a certificate telling you how I disposed of it. I'm Howie Carr.